Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Dr. Melissa Balazan. She is a pharmacist, a TV host, a keynote speaker, and women's health expert. She's joining me along with Dr. Alan Leica, the Unshakable Al, award-winning radio host and really doctor of happiness with a purpose in the world of leadership. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom, some emails. First, Melissa Balazan. Dr. Balazan, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, Dr. Bob.
Great. Give us some background on yourself, again, where we're talking about the consultant concierge pharmacist and the importance of in the world of women's health and your particular background. Give us some background.
Yes. So I have been a pharmacist for a number of years, over 25 years. And all throughout my career, even before going into pharmacy school, I wanted to help people optimize their wellness. And so I thought going into pharmacy would be awesome. I went into research. I've done the gamut of pharmacy things, from hospital to OR to ER to ambulatory care clinics to concierge one-on-one consulting, having my own TV show, speaking about pharmacy, speaking, helping providers, working in providers' offices. But throughout the whole thing, my theme has come back to always making sure people understand that they have a voice and a choice when it comes to their health, helping them optimize their medications, their supplements, and their overall health so that they can get down to the bare minimum of the number of pills that they're taking and really be able to feel good no matter what age they are.
What a big area, again, the health and wellness. We've been talking about Eastern and Western medicine for four decades on the Sports Doctor. It was a tough sell for so long. And the idea, when you're talking again about functional medicine and health and wellness has become such a gigantic area, I just flipped another one towards your way, which is the world of sports pharmacy. But when we're talking, you know, you can't turn on your television for more than 5 minutes. It's amazing, Melissa. The United States and New England are only two countries in the world that allow prescription drugs to be advertised on television. A lot of people don't even realize that. And if it's not a prescription drug advertisement, it's a diet advertisement. So education in the world, again, of from supplements to medicines and whatever, pharmacy becomes an absolute big deal. And I'm really glad to see new attention in all areas.
Absolutely. I mean, education is at my core, and that is one thing with my new TV show, Vital with Dr. Melissa, is I want to be able to educate people on what we consider both traditional, the Western medicine and Eastern medicine, the alternative or non-traditional medicine, because people need to know that and understand what their what their options are. And when they watch that TV show or that commercial and they see, oh, is that something I should ask for? Well, let's educate you and make sure that, is it appropriate for you even, number one? And number two, yeah, I mean, is it worth it? Or is there something that we can do with your lifestyle medicine? It's been around for, you know, decades. We just now are starting to hear about it again, though. But it comes down
to
taking care of ourselves.
Well, that's interesting. Like you mentioned lifestyle medicine. A few months ago, I had on from the Netherlands a Taoist expert talking about 2,500-year-old philosophies like simplicity and compassion in the world of lifestyle that were as pertinent today, whether it was sports or non-sports, as it was, you know, thousands of years ago. But the idea, again, of being able to take responsibility when we're talking about the world of supplements. And the good news was they changed the name. It was alternative, them or us. Then the word complementary started really to be used, knock on wood, which meant that there were great parts of both, you know, including we've been talking holistic medicine on the Sports Doctor again for decades and how it fits in. You know, it's funny, in sports medicine, 20 years ago, you couldn't sell it. You know, it's considered voodoo. What are you talking about, mental this or mental that? Now it's become such a big deal, as has this, my gosh, the wild world west of supplements, right? Good luck to us.
That is so true. It's amazing how things, I mean, things come back around. I mean, just think if clothing style even comes back around. But yes, when we're talking about our health, and even I, one of my examples I always use is when you, if somebody falls down and breaks their arm, you go to the ER, you get your arm fixed, that's great. But the traditional, most of the time, the traditional health system will stop right there. We'll fix your broken arm. But what needs to happen is we need to look at that whole picture. We need to figure out, why did you fall down? Why did you break your arm? Let's look at the whole picture of health. So we have to look at physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health. It's all involved with whether you break your arm or whether you're taking a medication for your blood pressure.
Well, this has all gotten tremendous attention. You know, now we see, for instance, I've had these biohackers on the show, and nobody knew what the heck the word meant. And, you know, there's a whole anti-aging, and biohacking is lifestyle medicine. The term functional medicine, which over this past 10, 20 years has now become, knock on wood, again, much more popular. Again, I have simplified it even more, Melissa, if you have your pencil out. I call it the new medicine. And number one is eat smarter. Pay attention to your nutrition. We could talk all day about it, right? Number two.
Yep.
Keep moving. Lots of choices. You want to work out? You want to go to the gym? You want to do yoga? Number three, reduce stress. Pay attention to the mental side. And these are the things that functional medicine, I think, have had a lot to do. And I think the pharmacist has always been one of the individuals that people would go to try to find out, you know, between the medicine prescriptions on the left and maybe the supplements on the right. And that's before Sanjay Gupta started talking about women and weed and medical marijuana over the years, where we started seeing, you know, the importance of education became a very big deal. And, you know, women's sports is a very, very, very big deal. Menopause medicine, hormones. I mean, you're in the middle of all of that, right?
I am. I am right in the middle of all of that, and I am the expert on bringing the two together and understanding.
What's the best website people can find out about you and what you do, Melissa?
DrMelissaBalizan.com, DrMelissaBalizan.com.
Okay. And tell us about the TV show. Is this something you're starting or you've been doing it for a while? Tell us about the TV show.
So the TV show is, this is new for me. I am in production right now, so we are filming. It's going to be coming out very soon, but I'm interviewing practitioners in both spaces, both the traditional and the alternative or lifestyle or complementary, or however you want to say it, the health space, bringing in experts so that we can educate the public and help them understand and how to make the best choice for themselves. So if you are a practitioner out there or a health expert and you want to get on my show, reach out to me.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Because, again, these are very, very important topics. Youth sports is a major, major priority. And so is women's sports in the world of even whether we're looking at the physical side, like I've mentioned to you, the 5-to-1 still today. Knee injuries, ACL injuries, females to males, mechanical, the importance of foot mechanics, a lot of these things. Is your son or daughter in the best shoe for their sport? A lot of these kinds of questions sometimes we talk about, as well as, again, the mental imagery that my figure skaters have done over the decades and the sports hypnosis world and a lot of these different things. It's amazing how the, again, I call it all the mental game. You know, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their parents or their coach. And, you know, this is why education and awareness is such an important part. especially when we started seeing so much excitement with the CBD and some of the different supplements, I would imagine, and again, youth and some of these different things, I would imagine in women's sports that it's a very, very big topic.
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge topic. And women, I mean, women and men are different. And the your hormones throughout your lifestyle of a female are different throughout. So whether you're a youth or you're in, you know, your childbearing years, or if you're in perimenopause or menopause, all of these things affect how our bodies respond to nutrition, to movement, to stress. All of these things play a role, and so depending upon where you're at, we need to, you know, we need to see and look at.
And that's before we talk about high heels. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's before we talk about high heels. But you know, a woman post-pregnancy foot size could change 1 to 2 sizes.
Yep. Yeah.
So a lot of times, again, it's these kinds of most chronic or persistent lower extremity problems. If they're not foot caused, they're foot related. Boy, she's got those flat feet. Wow, I didn't really know. In my surgical career, I did bunion surgery on a 75-year-old grandma, her 45-year-old, 50-year-old daughter, and we were having bunion problems in the 15-year-old. So many times we see people don't realize that a lot of times foot mechanics are inherited, and these kinds of challenges, let alone walking around in 2-inch heels. I have a whole program for women for strengthening so they can tolerate heels.
That's awesome, because heels,
yes.
I mean, it's a challenge to walk in heels.
Again, posturally, good luck to you. But again, this is where, let alone jamming the ball of your foot into confined spaces where we see so many different types of problems. So sometimes it's ABC foot things we're talking about. And other times, it's, again, the fact that things above, low back, hips, when someone wore their knees out, they've had mechanical difficulties for who knows how long. And these are the kinds of things sometimes we're talking about. Again, whether it's your daughter who's on 2 traveling teams and playing volleyball or running cross country, or it's you or your parents, and we're trying to do everything we can to prevent falling. This is a big deal in senior medicine. Hold on, I'm one of them when it comes to these kinds of challenges. And but I can tell very much that you're very involved in the mental side of a lot of this when you're talking about mixing these things together and the idea of a medication expert.
Absolutely. I mean, stress plays a huge role. The supplements, whether you're taking, they can affect you. So we need to make sure you're taking good quality supplementation. And we need to make sure that you have the right footwear so that your feet can carry you and keep you moving wherever you need to go.
In most instances, again, these things, they make so much sense. In youth sports, we're dealing with tremendous overkill. Many times I wrote an article about pickleball being challenging in 2020 before anybody knew how to spell it, because we were so concerned about people jumping out on the court, not realizing, hey, man, this is physical. Mm-hmm. And in order to being able to do something physically that you can enjoy, because the more we realize it, the more important it becomes for us, again, to keep moving and try to have the fact that 80 is the new 60 and 70 is the new 50, and you have a population where people want to stay active as best they can, and they want to pay more and more attention to the holistic side. Haven't you found that?
I have. I have found that. Most people, they do. They pay attention, and they want to eat right. They want to move. They want to be able to, when they're 90 years old, carry their suitcase up the stairs if they choose. And they have to be able to do these lifestyle things now so that they can do that.
Well, that, again, plus the fact of between the pandemic and social media, a lot of my contributing psychiatrists and psychologists, they say good luck to us, where we're talking about these tremendous challenges with social media. Do you work with all ages?
I do work with all ages. I would say I'm mostly 18 and above, but I have worked with some some younger ones. I've consulted on some kiddos, some very small kiddos. So, yeah, all ages.
Well, that's why I always ask people in your field, again, how's your sports psychology skills, Dr. Melissa?
Sports psychology? Well, it's getting better every day.
I'm
learning a lot right along.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, you have coaches and parents. And the more talented your son or daughter is, the more challenging we see these scheduling and overschedules. And we're all, you know, picturing the overzealous parent on the sidelines or coaching and dealing with some of these different kinds of challenges. You know, that we still want to try to pay attention as best we can to your children enjoying youth sports and not getting caught up in some of the overkill. And especially in today's social media society, it's a big deal when you're dealing with these parents. Give us again the website people can find out, Dr. Melissa Balazan, about you and your work in the world of concierge pharmacy and consulting pharmacy.
Absolutely. It's DrMelissaBalizan.com, DrMelissaBalizan.com. And you can find me on socials, Dr. Melissa Balizan, as well.
Terrific. You're part of our roster in this world of good luck to us when it comes to the world of pharmacy. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Hold on, please, Melissa. Everybody, okay. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, live from Chicago, we're back. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Dr. Alan Leica, the unshakable award-winning radio host, the doctor of happiness and purpose, who really pays big attention, again, to leaders and experts. Dr. Alan, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be on the Sports Doctor Show.
Yes, I was your guest a couple of weeks ago. I'm looking forward once we start spreading the word. Again, so much of what you talk about in the serious side, leadership, thought leaders, experts in so many areas, visibility is something we talk a lot about with various experts on the Sports Doctor. And then when we want to add a little bit of sense of humor, we try to bounce things off. Give us some background on yourself and your radio host.
You know, I was a world-leading dermatologist for 30 years. And back in 2003, that all changed. I was walking in Disney World with my wife and my youngest daughter, and my wife turned to me and said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Your right foot is flapping." I said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "You've developed a right foot drop." And suddenly and mysteriously I had, Ray. It was crazy that I had developed that. And after extensive tests, I went to see a world-leading neurologist. And he told me in 2003, "Dr. Leica, get your affairs in order. You have ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. You have 6 months to live."
Wow.
Now, it's 2026, and it's far beyond that time. So it just goes to show that sometimes things are not right. You know, you yourself are in the driver's seat. You yourself have to take control. You yourself have to find what the real answer is.
You know, I'll tell you, Dr. Allen, you know, in 45 years, give or take a few weeks of doing live radio, the sports doctor and so many experts in so many areas, we pay so much attention to the mental game. I had a Taoist specialist from the Netherlands a few months ago talking about 2,500-year-old principles like simplicity, compassion, empathy that were as involved today, sports or no sports, as it was, you know, 3,000 years ago. But exactly what you said, this tremendous responsibility, this awareness that people have of how much attention they have and control if they pay attention to this side of things. And the idea of functional medicine, lifestyle medicine, you know, the word biohacking, I've had biohackers on the show. Nobody knew what the word meant. And it was all about lifestyle medicine and trying to add on to this mayhem of our health system, which is, you know, pills or an injection or surgery in many instances. So it's amazing how, knock on wood, I think, we're getting more and more attention to exactly what you're striving to. What's been your experience, Dr. Allen?
You know, exactly.
Good luck to us, right?
You know, I talk to people every day on my show, and I find that people need to pay attention. They need to take things on themselves. You know, so much is on what's happening to them. No, you can't control what's happening to you. What you can control is what you do with what happens.
Yeah. Well, I think the idea, again, of awareness, and these are the three principles of the sports doctor. Number one, awareness, whatever I'm talking about. Number two is education and how important learning about it is. Number three, some action, positive action we could take. But again, the fact that you can train these systems. The first baseball player from the Yankees and White Sox that I put orthotics in his spikes in like 1978, Eric Spottahome, had a hypnotist working with him, and the team thought he was nuts. Now we have so much attention to these mental parts of it or the nutrition part of it, knock on wood. We've made so much progress. When I talk to so many experts like yourself, they still roll their eyes. Like when we're talking obesity and childhood obesity, that boy, oh boy, we have a lot of catching up to do. And that's the reality, isn't it?
It is exactly the reality. You know, people always are saying, "Oh, it's that thing or that person or that thing that's doing it." But, you know, as you said, it's awareness. It's what you take control of yourself. You know, if that great baseball player didn't get orthotics, where would he be today? But his first step was saying, you know, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with my batting. There's something wrong with my feet. It's not working right. That's simple.
And there are truly stories like yours where the unsometimes thinkable power of the mental side of things makes all the difference in the world. If there's been one book written about that, there's been 100. There's been so much different attitude about those things, and they are real. They make a tremendous difference. But, you know, one colleague of mine in the 90s, the late, great Dr. Jim Vickery, was a sports psychologist. He couldn't use the word psychology in the 80s. People heard psychology. They said, do you think something's wrong with me? So he was a performance enhancement consultant, Dr. Allen. But he had so many of these recommendations for these parents of some of these high-level kids, which is don't be a critic. You know, back off. Be a good listener. Pay attention to some of these factors, but that you can learn how to reduce stress and you can learn how to be more self-aware. And that still surprises, and it surprised a lot of medicine. And that was one of the complaints I've had over these years, like you have, is they were not paying the kind of attention to what you're talking about, and not even close.
Yeah, you know, on my show, I once had a wonderful guy by the name of Kevin St. Clergy, who as a boy was batting the ball out of the park, so to speak. He had a batting average of .47 or something like that. Really great. Next year, he had one of .12. So everybody was getting on him. What's wrong with your motivation? What's wrong with you? Well, it was simple. His eyesight had dwindled and he couldn't see the ball. Now, can you picture this poor child being beaten up for motivation?
What do you mean you didn't lose that weight this week when your daughter's a dancer or a figure skater? Yes, these kinds of lessons. By the way, what's the best website, Doc, for people to find out about you and the show?
You know, DrAllenLyka.com. DrAllen Lyka, LYCKA.com. You'll see my shows there. They're all there. And, you know, you can also find me online. I'm live every week on the digital network. And you can get me on the Brushwood Media app. And I have 7 million listeners a month.
Are you the doctor of happiness? In the flesh?
I sure am. I am. Holy the guy.
Holy cow. How long have you been doing your radio show, Dr. Allen?
You know, it's only been 4 years. So I hazard to how many people I'm going to shape over my lifetime with 7 million every month.
Oh, wait till they hear our show. With me and you, I better get ready for this onslaught of activity. Everybody, you know that it's thesportsdoctorradio.com. Talking with Allen Lyka about again. Now, I characterize all of these things a lot as the mental game. Again, the attention to what I call the new medicine, Dr. Allen, which is very simple. Number one, eat smarter. We could talk all day about it. Pay attention to your nutrition. Number two, keep moving. Whatever it is, do it. There's a lot of choices. You want to go to the gym, you want to be a walker, you want to do yoga. Number three, reduce stress. Pay attention to a lot of what we're talking about now. Rest and recovery has always been a tough sell. The more talented that athlete or that individual or their parents, the more of a hassle about getting someone to allow something to calm down where people, you know, really, really wouldn't overdo it. And I think these kinds of principles, you know, being able to take personal responsibility and learn how to add to these principles. You know, medicine was very slow to pay attention to this, don't you think, Dr. Allen?
Oh, exactly. And I call it the quicksand approach, you know. Push, push, push harder. But what happens when you push harder in quicksand? You sink deeper, deeper, deeper. So you have to have that rest and recovery phase so that you can recover and not sink more into that quicksand.
Again, when we're talking again today, it's like the Wild West with stress, and that's even before we use the word politics. You know, really, it's so many different ways. There's so much stress in so many different areas in the world of adolescence, and again, the role of parents. And again, many times when we're talking teammates and different sports and youth sports, which is supposed to be fun, then become very, very, very serious. You know, but I just got done celebrating my latest gold medalist in figure skating at these past Winter Olympics, where we had Danny O'Shea. He was like 13. We put orthotics in his skates. He just turned 35, but there he was winning a gold medal on the team. And seeing some of that stuff is always so exciting. I found figure skaters paying attention to the visualization 30 years ago, Dr. Allen, before people knew anything much about it. I always thought they were ahead of the game.
You know, I'm blessed. In Edmonton, we've had some great figure skaters that came out of the Royal Glenora Club, and we've really had some great things. But we also have great hockey, so we've had some of the greatest hockey players on the planet. Wayne Gretzky, Connor McDavid right now. So we have been blessed to have some of the best athletes. But, you know, I was amazed to see Connor McDavid has three or four coaches to coach him on every aspect of the game. Not just one, but every aspect. That just shows how things have proliferated in this day and age.
Now, in some regard, it's gotten out of hand, like everything else, God bless America, with the word overkill. And one of the biggest problems we have, again, when the sports doctor's in, we're all about two main points. One, prevent problems. Physical problems, overuse problems. When I would talk to my baseball experts, including Dr. Ahmad from the Yankees, Dr. Cole from the White Sox and Bulls, about what do you mean 25% of Tommy John surgery is done on teenagers? What are you, crazy? What's going on here with 10-year-olds doing triple jumps in figure skating and these kinds of demands? Now you look at a hockey team, the guy's 6'4", 230, like the shortstop, bigger, faster, stronger. So these, again, physical side many times, and then this whole mental side has become such a big deal, and we have to pay big attention to the terrible twos. Too much, too aggressive, too soon. Whether you're a weekend warrior looking to try to get on the pickleball court, or you are a sports parent, and you're just overdoing it, especially once we get into traveling teams and we get into other kinds of situations. You know, by the time you're watching the Olympics with a 22-year-old, they've been doing it since they're 6 years old. That's not for everybody, right, Dr. Al?
Absolutely. It's not. And, you know, I've had many of my family members go into sports, and one of my nieces was a gymnast and got a scholarship at an American university as a result. You know, those are good, but you have to pay attention when there's injuries, you know, because what often happens is when an injury occurs, people poo-poo it, and they don't pay attention to the fact they have.
Oh, yes, Alan, you know, there's a chapter in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's called The Prodigy Sports, and it's all about specialty. When my figure skating, which is a lot of my world, gymnastics is another example. You have a kid, that's all they want to do. Now, in everybody in sports medicine, we want children to play different things and use different parts of the body, have different mental challenges. That's what we want. Great. Unless you have one of these kids, and even now tennis, volleyball, where there's specialization very, very early, we don't love it, but we accept it, and we must pay attention to it. Because in many instances, you know, we got what we call repetitive motion injuries. Think of that tennis player swinging a racket 1,000 times a week. That's why my famous colleague, the great sports therapist Bob Guida, had a great phrase, strengthen the opposites. We're talking with Dr. Alan Leica. We'll be right back for more of The Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We're back. It is The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We are talking all areas of from helping thought leaders and experts to the whole world of sports parenting, sports coaching, specialization with Dr. Alan Leica, who is the TV host, award-winning radio host. And we're talking again before we broke about, again, some of these pressures, whether it's on the parents. You know, when my young punk, Evan Lysacek, Dr. Allen, we were celebrating 16 years, 2010, when he won the gold medal. He was 10 when I put orthotics in his skates. We were celebrating that when it happened with Danny O'Shea with this last Olympics. I had his mom, Tanya, on the radio 2 weeks after he won the Olympics. I said to her, how did you know it wasn't your goal? It was your son's, and it wasn't you over pushing and whatever. She said, you know, Dr. Bob, we had ice time at 6:15 in the morning and never had to wake the kid up. You know, with every expert in the world that I had on with that same question, I never had a better answer than that, Alan, when it came to that particular question, which is, you know, the overzealous parent, or the overzealous coach, even the doctor, like in the crazy world between the pain medicine stuff and all of these different things, lots and lots of overkill and craziness.
You know, I think it's a disease that goes on. A lot of my grandchildren play indoor soccer, and a lot of the parents are fanatics out there. They think their kid is the best, and they think they have to punish the other team. And when the score is 6-0, they're loving it. Well, that's not sports to me.
Well, this is, again, one of the big, the doctor, late great Dr. Vickery, in the two or three bullets he had for sports parents, exactly the kind that you're talking about, was don't be a critic. Don't be analyzing your son or daughter's activity on the way home. We have a documentary coming out that I've been part of for the past 5 or 6 years with the talented Joe Flacco from Chesapeake Films. It's called Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. But that's one of the main things was, number one, don't be a critic where you're constantly pressuring this kid either to win or what do you mean you're still hurt? Where you got half these kids are taking over the counter pain medicine to try to keep the schedule up. So there are a lot of concerns regarding these kinds of pressures, and I've been talking about it for a million years because, again, there's a lot of great things in youth sports, and there's a lot of new attention to that your grandchildren are enjoying it and having fun. The other bullet point that Dr. Vickery had for sports parents was, be a good listener. Is your son or daughter or grandchild enjoying what they're doing? Do they feel some sort of pressure from whatever? Half of the concussion lies these kids would talk about on the sidelines where they didn't want to be taken out. The great Brian Urlacher of the Bears had a funny story. He said, you know, if I got my head with a ding, I'd go to the sidelines. I said, I think my foot hurts, you know. He didn't want to have to go through the whole protocol. So there's lots of those pressures on things that are supposed to be. And the more serious, again, these sports are, this is why sometimes, again, these pressures are very, very unrealistic. When I talk about what I call intelligent rest, You've got to back off these injuries. You've got to pay attention if you or your son or daughter are dealing with persistent problems and what your history has been. You know, gee, my kids had knee problems forever, every season or whatever it happens to be. And, you know, getting under the good tutelage of a good physical therapist, a lot of times overkill is a big word.
I think people have to be careful. You know, people, children in particular, play sports because they enjoy it, not because they're going to be the world's leader in it. Now, a small percentage are going to be world's leaders.
Yes, we've got room for that. We've got room for those kids who want to enhance performance. You know, you want to be a step or two quicker, put orthotics in your shoes. You know, strengthen your feet and legs. But no, you're right. This is, we want having fun a main, important, paid attention to priority. There's plenty of room for the very, very, very talented. But we know in this day and age when we've got juvenile diabetes, where the adult diabetes, the name of it had to be changed over the past 20 years, the scourge of diabetes, because of the explosion of teenagers, where they're just, nobody's active. If they don't make the team, they're looking at their phones. So this health and wellness challenge is a huge one, which is why we really, and I know when you're talking, whether you're talking to business leaders, you're talking to, you know, community organizations on your show, et cetera, these different experts, you're really paying attention to all of these areas regardless of their expertise, aren't you?
Absolutely. It all starts with the individual. It all starts with a complete focus on them. And it starts with the thing about passion and pleasure. Those are elements that are essential. They are mandatory.
And the idea, again, is that in most instances, again, because of the pressure of our society, let alone chronic illness and chronic recurrent problems, which many times can be such a, look at the scare you had, which was just unbelievable in that regard, where maybe they're looking at a drop foot and started to talk about what, oh my gosh, what, if there's a condition worse than Lou Gehrig's, it's got to be in the top few, that kind of fear, that kind of, oh my gosh, I got to get together every aspect of trying to fight this that I can. Boy, oh boy, that has to shape. How many years ago is that?
You know, it was 2003. I remember if it was just yesterday, because it seems like it was yesterday. You know, people said to me, get your affairs in order. You have 6 months to live. Can you picture somebody sitting you down and telling you that?
The idea that there are people who are in that world of sometimes has always amazed me in the world of medicine, whether you're talking about an oncology nurse or a pediatric oncologist dealing with children with those kinds of sicknesses. But yes, that kind of shock that would be involved in how people could even handle, you know, something like that, are the kinds of topics that many times when I have on psychologists, I've had psychotherapists, we have different kinds of psychiatrists, you know, again, dealing with these new stresses, this tremendous scourge of adolescent concerns. And this, you know, when I've had various experts on in the world of bullying. And what's amazing is obesity, weight problems, is still the number one area of bullying with kids. And number two is disabilities. And number three is sexual orientation. It's just amazing. Again, like you said, can you imagine being one of these kids that are dealing with this? I had the author of the famous book movie, Fat Boy Chronicles, Christensen. He was a guest of mine years ago, talking about the life of a kid growing up with these weight problems and the belittling and these other kinds of problems that were of such dramatic challenges. And this is, again, why the mental game is such a big deal, whether you are, again, the best athlete in the world, whether you're a team owner or you are a coach or you're a parent of one of these very, very special kids, and you're pulling your hair out trying to deal with some of these different mental and physical pressures. That's why you got to have a sense of humor, right, Dr. Al?
You need a huge sense of humor. If we were all in our boots every day, we'd be crying. But, you know, life has to be good, and you got to have a chance to laugh and laugh better. You know, laughter is one of the best sounds in the world.
And this is, again, this is this, now the science has now, in the world of neuroscience, the world, again, like we were talking hand-eye, all of these different things have now come to not only theory feeling good, but actual scientific changes. When the next time I have you on, we'll go over all of those. Al, give me again the website. People find out about you and the show. Quickly.
www.DrAllen.com. The show is live with the famous Dr. Al. Make sure you check it out, because I'll guarantee you, you'll find something that you'll enjoy.
Yes, and now I'm going to see you. Let me know when our show starts. Dr. Al, hold on. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We do maybe a couple shout-outs with a little bit of Dr. Bob Wisdom. And if we have time, we answer a couple of emails. We've got some great shows coming up. Becca Thibon, she is a physical trainer and pays a lot of attention to menopause health, what women are going through, and the huge area of the mental and physical side of exercise. So we're looking forward to that show. After that, one of our favorite guests, the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Rahan, will come back. And again, we'll talk about some of the important attention that sports parents need to be adding to the repertoire, whether it is, let alone the advice for some of these high school athletes who are being paid tremendous, the quarterbacks and basketball players, with the new NIL rules and the transfer portals, that craziness. So she always has some great advice. We look forward to that. The following week, again, a blockbuster show in the world of women's performance, Leah Lovia. All aspects, again, the health and wellness area, the mental performance in so many different aspects of women's business. So Leah will add a lot of that to the mix, as with will the following guest, Fabi Pavolini, a Venezuelan gal, talking about the importance of the message in all of these areas that we have on the Sports Doctor regarding performance, regarding the mental game. And Fabi talked so much about the importance of the message itself, the importance of the product that you're talking about in any of the brand building. So that should be a great show. I want to give a shout-out to one of my former guests, Teresa Riley. The oxygenation, oxygen-infused water, and oxygenation in New Jersey in the beginning of May is that big program. Scientists, doctors from around the world getting together over a couple of different days and talking about this whole area. People who have listened to the Sports Doctor know how much attention I've paid to the hyperbaric oxygen, concussion world, PTSD world, past guests like Hillary Loftus, and working with our wounded, and this whole connection between hyperbaric oxygen and brain health, performance, teams being very excited in this area, besides healing. Podiatry has been involved for decades in the wound healing area that included hyperbaric oxygen. So now, even more in that particular world, when it comes to performance, general health, anti-aging, and oxygenation. Dr. Bob, Wisdom, I wanted to enhance what I mentioned with our second guest, maybe first also, which was the late, great Dr. Jim Vickery, the sports psychologist who spent 3-4 years with me in the 90s on the Sports Doctor Radio. We went to so many different lectures together, and I would be talking about the physical side, he was talking about the mental side, and he had, you know, these different bullet points that he wanted to really, really bring to the attention of all sports parents, especially the parents of kids who were on traveling or club teams, a little bit, again, more serious athletic. And he tried to make such a big deal out of them not being a critic and just not analyzing their son or daughter's activity on the way home in the car and or whether or not they were still dealing with some sort of problem with a teammate or with a coach. Because number two was that the sports parent needed to be a good listener. They needed to pay attention to their child's experience. Are they enjoying their youth sport? Now, what's amazing is we're going on, I don't know, it's 5 or 6 years, and there's a book coming out, Be There, with Joe Franco, who is the creator of the upcoming documentary, Chesapeake Films. I've been part of that all along this way. With titled The Travel in Youth Sports and the Challenge of Youth Sports, and that should be coming out sometime in the near future, and the book is about that. So we're interested in this whole area of youth sports and that idea of paying attention to the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Read all about these areas that we're trying to pay so much attention to on the Sports Doctor. Spread the wisdom. Shout out to my friends at That One Brand Building and Podcasting, my radio friends at BBS Radio. See everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.